Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
Wish it was Sunday.
Another pleasant valley Sunday.
Sunday came and trashed me out again.
Wake up!
Good morning, and we're in trouble.
Life, health, home, travel, and more. Life Matters, brought to you by Mercy Health, a passion for making lives better.
Is the laugh button working?
Good, all right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Life Matters is on your radio, Lake 96.1.
Sunday morning, in here on a Sunday. Not a huge fan of working
of early Sunday morning.
6 days a week. But I like Nancy because Nancy signs my checks.
Right.
And she's my boss.
Well, she's easy to like and you kind of have to.
True. This is Life Matters. Tom G. I'm only saying it's Tom G because I don't know how to pronounce your last name, but it's right there on your shirt.
Giovannone, common spelling.
Tom Giovannone. Not bad, right? Did I do that right?
Yeah, you did.
Talking to the little guy. What's your name?
Jackson.
So Jackson, you guys, is he in here every?
We try to get him in here every Sunday, but
some Sundays I miss it.
Dude, I'm not up very early on Sundays, so I gotta tell you, I don't. Catch the show.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the early morning radio.
Thanks. I'm gonna wing it because I don't really know what you guys do.
We don't know what
I wing my own show during the week.
Excellent. So this should be fine for
you. Nancy just messes. We just say it, and then we talk when she tells us not to talk. So that's how the show starts.
I like this kid.
Yeah.
Now, I hear that you guys don't normally wear
the headphones.
Yeah, we do not.
Which is usually a required piece of equipment for people in the radio industry.
Well,
do you feel professional, Jackson?
Not really, no.
So what is your role on the show? You come here and what do you do?
I am the jokester.
You're the jokester. So you tell jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I take it you came prepared.
Yes.
Okay. Is this the part of the show where we ask Jackson?
Pretty much to hit us. Let us hear it.
Real quick, let's address the fact that Nancy is not here.
We talked about this
off the air.
Right.
And we weren't sure where we were going to go with it. And I'm just going to say, Nancy, she's under the weather.
Yeah.
Right?
She's
home and she's probably listening and she's like,
shaking her head.
Really screwing up my show.
She might be dialing right now, too. That's when my phone's in the other room. I don't want to get yelled at until I'm done.
Okay. All right.
I just want to say one thing. If Nancy is listening to this right now,
you know she is.
Put me on the commercials, please. Sponsoring Jackson's jokes.
We'll talk
Tom
about
and Nancy
that later.
Sponsoring.
You know
Jackson's
who you have
jokes.
To talk to about that, right?
Cool.
Oh, you gotta
really?
Talk to Mike.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
Could you please put
we'll
me on?
We'll talk after the show. I'm not gonna pay you.
Yes, I know you're not gonna pay me.
All right, dude. So tell a joke. What do you got? It better
paid.
Be good.
I'm gonna
is it gonna
get
be good?
Paid negative one. Yes, it should be.
Okay.
I don't know if I already told this.
Tell it.
So one day I was in the school cafeteria and I went up the school cafeteria hall.
Okay. All right.
There's a bowl of apples and there's a sign that said, take one, God's watching. And I went farther up and there was this big bowl of cookies. There was no sign. So I got an idea. I pulled out a pen and I pulled out a piece of paper. And I wrote down, take as many as you want, God's not watching this one.
It's good.
Yeah, it takes after his father.
That's good.
And also, I have a question for all of you.
What's that?
So.
How old are you?
I am 9.
Okay, he acts like he's 27 years old.
I know.
You're like well beyond
He thinks
your
he's
years.
Like 30. He wants pay. He's got an agent.
Yeah.
You know.
What?
Now he wants to be in
a
commercial.
I need a driver's
what
license.
What is 9? Is that third or fourth grade?
Fourth.
You're in fourth grade. You're
yes.
in fourth grade right now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. How's that going? What does that mean?
Really?
You don't,
no, it's okay.
You don't like school? What's not to like about fourth grade? Tell me right now. What's your gripe?
Substitutes.
You don't like substitute teachers?
I thought
everybody likes substitute teachers.
Yeah, because it's an easy
right?
day.
What's your beef with substitute teachers?
They don't follow the rules.
Whose rules?
The teacher's rules.
Give me an example.
So we have. So we'll
I feel
walk
like this
up
kid
to
could
the
have
teacher.
His own show.
He could.
We walk up to the teacher and we have to do a certain amount of math for a certain amount of minutes, and we have to collect sticky notes from the teacher. And I said, hey, Miss, I think it was Miss V. Miss V, I would...
Go ahead. You're doing great.
I would like to tell you that we need sticky notes to know how many times we do it. And she won't understand what I'm saying, so this is what it comes out. I'm not going to time you for how much you're going to do that independently. I'll just do it all. And I said, we can just set our own time. I'm asking you to give me how much time do we have to do it for. And she said, I'm not going to time you all if you can just do it on your own.
What's wrong with that?
She's not listening to what I'm saying.
Oh, so you're running the class.
No, I'm not. I'm telling her what we're supposed to do.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were going to have a bigger gripe than that.
Yeah. And
now you got him started.
So we're learning about the American Revolution. Bayonets and all those guns. And one of my friends named Parker said, so we were doing this word test where it said, the cat's teeth were as sharp as, and he said, bayonet.
It's a good answer.
And the teacher yelled at, the teacher didn't hear him at first, so I shouted so she could hear me, bayonet. Then she said, what, in not knowing what I meant. I thought I was not hearing, so I was going to say it again. And one of my friends named Alan said it's basically a knife that you would attach to a gun. And the teacher said, oh, no, we're not going to talk about weapons.
Well, how can you have a Revolutionary War without weapons?
Right, right.
Exactly.
It makes no sense.
Right. It doesn't.
I'm on your side.
It's crazy.
And she's like, scissors. Scissors can be used as a weapon.
Sure, certainly can.
All right, now we're going to go to the jokes.
All right, you got one left, right?
You have more?
All right, yeah,
You usually do two?
Yeah. Okay. Usually I do three, but I'm cutting them short.
Yeah,
now.
But we usually don't have these lengthy stories, so.
No.
Hit us with this last joke.
I feel like
joke. We're
getting to know each other a little bit, even though I've met you before.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it Christmas?
Christmas parade.
Christmas parade I met
you.
It
might have been the Christmas
parade. He was one of our dancing reindeer.
That's right,
yeah.
You were. All right.
Yeah.
Do your second joke.
I get a question. Seriously, not kidding. We're not skipping to all those stories.
Okay.
I get a question.
I feel like you should be hosting the show. Do you want to switch spots?
No, I do not want to switch spots.
Okay. What's your question?
I don't understand this. I'm trying to remember. How do famous people keep cool?
Like, what do you mean?
How do famous people keep cool?
Like temperature cool?
Yeah,
or?
Temperature cool.
Oh, is this your joke?
Yes, this is my joke.
I thought it was a question.
A real question. How?
They have so many fans. I mean.
Oh, God. Womp, womp, womp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I like that better than your first one.
I knew you would say womp, womp, womp because I said clean jokes that are so dumb that everybody will laugh at them.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't quite get your first joke, but I'm not the brightest bulb.
You're not the brightest apple in the batch. Wait, no, that's not.
That doesn't make
work.
Any sense.
That's not the,
neither
that's
are you,
not
Jack.
All right, now it's time to go. Now you got to go vacuum the carpet.
Come on, again.
I'm surprised you're up so early on a Sunday. Well, don't you? Well, what do kids do nowadays? It's Sunday morning. Aren't you supposed to be playing video games?
We're supposed to, but
no.
Old pal
is watching cartoons not a thing anymore?
Cartoons are good.
Okay. Old pal right here, Grandpa, says I can't play as much video games as I want.
Good Grandpa.
That's right. He's got a woods to play in.
We're going
to
kick you out, and we're going to bring in Renee, and we'll have another talk coming up after the break with Life Matters on Lake 96.1.
Why do you...
The segment's over, man.
You're done.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to Life Matters on Lake 96.1. Sunday morning, Mike Mason in for Nancy Douglas. We have Tom G, and we also have Renee Wilking.
Sure. Renee W. works, too.
I like Renee Wilking.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of sings. Yeah. Got a ring to it.
Does it?
Do you not
well,
like
it's better
saying...
than wiggling. I mean, usually that's what I get. Oh, there's Renee Wilking.
Do you not like saying your last name?
Nobody ever screws up my last name.
You know, my maiden name is Henricks. That was hard enough because everybody wanted to throw a D in it. But Wilging, nobody...
I made that mistake.
No, everybody does. Yeah. But the Wilging, I get wiggling. And you know, that's just not flattering.
I like your vest.
Do you?
Yeah. I can't pull off the vest.
It's an electric vest.
It keeps me warm.
What, are you serious?
It does.
What are you doing?
It's got a heater. I push the button.
It's a switch for it. Kidding me right now?
It does. I just got back from the cabin.
Are you bougie? Are you
no,
high maintenance?
I was at the cabin. It gets cold up there at night. It
Those
keeps
things
me warm.
Are phenomenal.
I have a jacket
is
and
heavy?
A vest.
Is the vest
no,
heavy?
No, it's really light.
Where's the heater?
Battery's
There's
about
a battery
that big
right
in it.
Here. It's and chargeable. It sits in a little pocket.
What's something like that send you back?
About $100.
They're really cheap. I bought my
wife
one.
Cheaper than a North Face vest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Definitely.
And
but
then
I got Amy one a couple of years ago, a coat.
I've got a
and it warms her front and back.
Wow. Yeah.
And the battery lasts for 6-7 hours.
Yeah,
it's crazy how long they last.
It's crazy because otherwise I get cold and I won't go outside. You know, in the wintertime, I just won't do it.
Are you not like a winter cold person?
No, I'm a hot tub outside in the winter.
Okay.
Yeah, that works.
I love winter.
Oh, me too.
I don't mind being
at.
Outside.
No.
Like, remember when we were doing the Christmas parade? We were mm-hmm. outside on the
yeah,
float.
It was awesome.
It wasn't very warm, but
no.
I didn't care.
No, it was fun.
I don't need a heavy jacket.
It would have been way better if it was snowing.
I like snow.
I like yes. snow, too.
I am. Okay.
And these have made me go outside a little bit more. Like the jacket really cools. It really warms me up. And you can do different settings.
Renee's like, I love winter, says the person wearing a heating
The electric
vest.
Coat.
Right.
I love looking at. I just don't like being out in the cold. Like cold and windy and rainy. Like if I'm cold and wet, I'm miserable. And I will turn into a not so nice person.
Okay.
Well, cold and wet is always horrible. That's why you dress for the weather. It's a Wisconsin thing.
No, I just don't go out in that.
Or turn your vest on.
I'm still going to be wet.
So what do you guys got today?
What do we got for what?
Yeah, what do you want to talk about? What do you want to chat about?
What I don't want to talk about, what Nancy wants me to talk about, and she's not here, so I can talk about her favorite subject.
Which is what?
Affordable Care Act and all the deadlines, and it's open enrollment right now for that, and Medicare supplements. So if you're over 65 or you're in that jam, we have all of our open enrollments coming up. And you can't miss those deadlines or you're going to be SOL in 2023. So you just want to make sure, you know, you are ready for those deadlines. So the first one is just regular health care. From November 1st until December 15th, you have to go into the Affordable Care Act and choose your program. If you're in it right now, don't just assume you're going to stay with what you're doing because you don't know if your doctors have flipped out of there or not. You don't know if things have changed. You don't know if your county now maybe doesn't carry, you know, like we have Mercy Care here, Dean Care, Quartz usually has our Aurora built in there, but you don't know what's available there. Deductibles are changing, prices are changing. Go in there and look at it and make sure for 2023 you're set because after the 15th, that's it. You're done. You're set for, you know, whatever for 2023. If for some reason you miss that deadline, they will give you until January 15th to go in there, but it won't be effective until February 1st. So you're kind of delaying some coverage. So these deadlines are hugely important.
So as a person in the industry field for as long as you have, how long have you been in the business?
37 years.
So these prices for the Affordable Care Act, are they going, do you see them?
They're going down.
They're going down.
I see they're actually being subsidized way better than they were. Like when they first came out with the Affordable Care Act.
I remember like the price, the premiums
were crazy.
It's like who can afford?
Right.
They couldn't afford
it. It's all out of pocket anyway, right? Those deductibles were
They were jacked up high. And
$8,000, $10,000?
Well, and we, you know, I always bring this up. We had such a great system in Wisconsin. And we had this thing called the Hearst Plan. And that was for people that couldn't get insurance by regular means due to pre-existing conditions. And it was so much less expensive, lower deductibles, co-pays, all that kind of stuff. And then they had to go bye-bye. I mean, they had to go bye-bye when the Affordable Care Act came out because now everybody's got to take the Affordable Care Act. At least they got the whole system where it's not mandatory anymore. Remember when it was mandatory?
Yep.
And you would get penalized if you didn't take it
out?
Well,
and people were paying $800, $900 a month for insurance.
And they just couldn't afford it. It was just crazy. So now those prices are coming down quite a bit, and you're seeing lower deductibles. You're seeing some copay options. So, I mean, if you haven't been in it, make sure you check it out. You won't be able to go back in it after the 1st. So remember, after the 15th, if you want the February 1st date, if you don't have a qualifying event. So if you miss that date, you can't get insurance after that. Okay, so you need to make sure, unless you switch jobs, lose your insurance, have a baby, get married, there's got to be a qualifying event. So that's what the Affordable Care Act did take away from us, the freedom to choose, the freedom to buy, the freedom to shop. We can't do that so much anymore because we only have this window to look at, And if we don't hit that window, you're stuck with it for 2023, either having insurance or having whatever you pick. So the other thing, if say you have a group plan, your employer provides insurance for you. A lot of employers are making you go in there and choose your benefits every year. And they're doing it where if you don't go in and choose your benefits, you have no coverage, even though they're giving it to you. So again, just do your due diligence. If when they tell you it's open enrollment, take the time to go in there. If you like everything, click, click, click. It's fine. You know your doctors are still covered. You're good. You did your due diligence. You're in there. You're set. Okay, you're fine. But what if you're, I know my husband, his last employer, that was not the case. If we did not go in there and do the open enrollment and we didn't click the boxes saying same, you had no coverage for the next year. And that's
and you're that's tough it. Luck. You're out.
And then guess what? By the time you figure that out, you're into the Affordable Care Act time. You know, it's like, okay, now I'm done with that open enrollment. Oh, short-term major medical for a year, I guess, you know, which doesn't pick up pre-existing conditions. And,
right.
You know, so just know that it's on nobody but you. I mean, you have to take the moment to go in there and just make sure, call your doctor saying, hey, do you still take this insurance? Yeah, okay, now I know I can go in there, make sure I like the deductible. Maybe I got all my surgeries and all that stuff done this year. Maybe I want to go with a higher deductible this year and save some money because I got all the bad stuff done last year, right?
Yeah.
So why worry about it? Or vice versa. Oh, my shoulder's been bothering this or whatever. So you know what? This year, maybe I'm going to go with a $2,000 family deductible, spend another $50 a month. But in the long term, it's going to make some sense because I'm probably going to need some surgery coming up this year. So,
right.
I mean, that's your way to control the costs and know what you're doing. The other thing going on right now is we have the open enrollment for Medicare Advantages and Medicare Supplements. So when you're over 65, or say you just turned 65, you're in open enrollment. So you can go into a Medicare Supplement, or you can go into a Medicare Advantage program. Those are the ones you hear on TV all the time, where they say, give me your zip code, and Medicare will pay you cash back, or it'll give you benefits that other places don't give you, and all that fun stuff. Well, that's a Medicare Advantage program. And a Medicare Advantage program is kind of cool. They used to be not so cool, but they are pretty cool now where you have dental included in it, vision, prescription, Part A, Part B. It picks up all that on a very low premium to no premium.
Everything that's nice. Medicare related, because I was trying to help my mom.
Sure.
With this, it's so over my head.
Oh, yeah.
It can be
very confusing. And you can imagine how it is for her.
Well,
she's 70, right. She's 72.
It's so hard for these because, okay, just when you first turn 65, what happens is you get mail. Everybody, every right. agent, every big, large, they're sending you, and you have this 10-foot pile of papers. So then they come and they sit down with us, and we take it on. We show them two pieces of paper. These are your two options. This is it. I mean, it's really very...
So throw the mail away and come in and see you.
Yeah, we actually have somebody in our office that's all he does is Medicare supplements and works with senior citizens. That's all he does. But we have those dates coming up as well. So you seniors need to take a look at, say maybe you've always been on a Medicare supplement, which is picking up deductibles. It's Medigap. Some people call it Medigap, where you have that where Medicare leaves off. This policy will pick up, so you don't have any deductibles. That's what people think of it of.
Kind of like a major medical thing.
Yeah, but it picks up over and above what Medicare actually picks up, because Medicare has deductibles for Part A, and they change every year. And Part B, they have another deductible for that. The thing is if you pick up this supplement, then if you go to the hospital and have some surgery, the point is that maybe you would have no out-of-pocket expense. They tend to be a little bit more expensive, but that peace of mind that you can go to any doctor anytime, you don't need referrals,
right.
to people, that's worthwhile. The Medicare Advantage, you normally have to stay within a network. So so if you're like Love and Mercy, you want to be in part a program that's going to Love and Mercy. If you love Aurora, you want to be in something that loves Aurora. So it just, you know, kind of depends on what you want. But it also picks up dental, vision, your Part D, which is your prescription. And the premiums are really low. So people are like, well, why is one, I'm actually getting less from that one and I'm paying more. And this one I'm not paying next to anything for, and I'm getting, you know, more out of that one. Well, it's freedom to choose.
Right.
You know what I mean? The Medicare, the Medigap is going to give you more choices where you get, you're in the driver's seat. You know, you can go there.
Well, yeah,
and
which one works better for your needs.
Right. And then you're going to need to pick up a Part D, which is your prescription. So a lot of people do the senior care, which works out really well. It's like $30 a year, and most people qualify for it. So you can do that. And that will fulfill your Part D fulfillment requirement that you have when you first turn 65. It sounds so crazy and there's so much into it, but there really isn't. It's pretty basic. We can sit down with you and make this very simple for you.
I think that's something that if you sit down and try and read it by yourself, you're going to get lost.
You will.
You better drop breadcrumbs because you're not getting home.
Well, and they don't have deductibles that make sense. It's like $18.75 for the first, 60 days in the hospital. And then after that, it's another $70.92 for, each day for the 60 to 90. And then after 150 days, there's no coverage in the hospital. And what's an older person feeling? You mean, if I'm in the hospital for more than 150 days, I got to eat it?
Right.
Yeah. And that's where Medicare's. But then you have your Medicare supplement or your Medicare Medigap, or you have your Medicare Advantage program, which is called the Part C. You pick up one of those so you don't have that worry.
And that's why we need to come into you so you can sit down and explain that really simple for us.
You really do need to.
Because I'm already kind of lost.
Yeah. The problem is right now is where all the dates are. So, where all the timetables, all your enrollment periods, and you don't want to miss those enrollment periods. This is why Nancy hates this. Because, it's...
Yeah, I'm starting to hate it, too.
Yeah, well, it's...
I'm with you.
Well, all the choices that we used to have are kind of gone. You know what I mean? So,
right.
You really have to jump on these times. And say you're on a Medigap policy, and you want to check out maybe a Medicare Advantage would be, or Part C would be what you want to look at. Totally possible to do that. But you got to know what you're getting yourself into, where your limitations, where your choices leave, where your choices are, where the maximum out-of-pocket expenses work. What's wrong with you? What are your medications? All that is how we take into consideration on what's going to work best for you. So it's not as hard as you think, because once we know everything about what's going on with you, we can say you pretty much have these two or three choices. Which one will make you sleep at night?
Right.
Right?
Right now I'm thinking it's as hard as I think, because I am a little confused about everything you were talking about.
And that's what the problem with this time of year is you've got to throw out so much information.
Right.
This isn't this isn't one of our fun shows where we can goof around and talk about,
But it sounds like a necessity show because people need to know. I would get, when I got close to 50, I started getting stuff from AARP.
Yeah.
And it went right in the garbage.
Yeah.
I don't want this stuff. And I'd be doing the same thing when I start getting...
65, you're in open enrollment. So you could be laying in your deathbed and all the Medicare, they have to take you. There's no health questions can be asked. Medicare Advantage, there are no health questions. But Medicare supplements, if you want that where you end up having no deductibles and all that kind of stuff, no copays, it does go by your health condition. But when you turn 65, you've got that six-month window of open enrollment where... we can't ask you one question about your health. So when you first turn 65, don't blow that off. You are in the total driver's seat at that time.
Yeah, that's good information to have.
Yeah. I mean, and if you don't have an agent you want to talk to, come and talk to us. The senior community centers, they constantly have things going on to teach people about it. I would just say make sure you do a one-on-one. Bring your medications. Bring your doctors. And sit down with somebody one-on-one. It's not going to be a two-hour visit. It'll probably be a 40-minute visit, but it'll probably be, very worthwhile to do a one-on-one. These group lectures, did you hear me, say all those deadlines and what's going on? That's mm-hmm. pretty much what it's going to be. You're going to hear all these deadlines. Fine, they're going to write up on a chalkboard or have a visual point on it, but you're still going to be slammed with a lot of information.
Well, and in a group lecture, you don't have that attention from the person in charge. And most people sit there quietly and go, I don't know what they're talking about.
And it's not specific to you.
Right.
So what I need, maybe I'm on no medications. I, go and have my checkups twice a year or whatever. And this is what I need. You, may have borderline diabetes, have a couple, issues going on. We're going to be in a completely different situation of what we might want to do. I like to use only my doctors. She likes to, I'll try a new doctor. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't go, so it's just such a personal thing that you're better off just sitting there talking to somebody and understanding what you're buying or what you're not choosing to buy.
Yeah.
But
no, that makes complete sense.
I don't think anybody should stay just on Medicare.
No, especially that one-on-one basis. You get
right.
So many questions answered right away.
Yeah,
definitely the way to go.
It's some nice things that are going on in 2023. You know, we've all talked about the cost of insulin. So what Medicare has come up with is insulin will cost no more than $35 copay.
Oh, wow.
And they cannot make you pay your deductible first for it. So that's new in 2023. That is huge.
Yeah, it is.
The out-of-pocket expenses maximums are coming down, so that's less money that you have to meet before it pays 100%. So we're seeing better things there. So there are some good things coming. Again, that's probably another reason why you want to talk to somebody so you can know. Here's people that have been scrimping to do their insulin, and sigh of relief. In January 1st, your insulin is not going to break the bank anymore. You know, so, and that's huge.
And it's rather necessary.
Now let's just get the EpiPens and all that, you know, to be more of a copay plan.
Well, if it started, hopefully it just keeps continuing to get better.
Yeah. But, you know, I just think that, I mean, get politics in there. You know, older people that need the insulin and stuff, they vote.
Yeah.
You know, so they're going to push their Congress, their government to make sure that this is taken care of. You know, a lot of the people with the EpiPens and that you're looking at children. Or, you know, and so where's the voting group there? You know, so it's going to take more for them to pass something like that
right.
than it would be the seniors, because seniors are a big voting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they, you know, it's just the way the numbers work.
Sure.
And, you know, sometimes what is that, squeaky wheel gets...
The grease?
Yeah.
In theory.
Yeah. That's the way, yeah.
Renee, tell us the deadlines again real quick.
Okay, so when we're talking about the health care, so everybody else, okay? We've got from November 1st, so right around the corner, to December 15th to get a 1-1 effective date, okay? So even if you're already in the marketplace, go in and check and just make sure it's still good for you. You know, it should be very easy to go in there and check. You know, if you're not in the marketplace, maybe you chose not to have insurance this past year, that's the time you need to go into it if you want that 1-1 effective date. Say something happens and, oh my gosh, it's after that date. What do I do? You actually have, and this is relatively new, until January 15th to get on the marketplace. They just won't make it effective until February 1st. After that date, you're done.
Window has closed.
The window has closed. Short-term major medical. Again, talk to us. We have options. There's options. It's not like, oh my gosh, you're stranded. There are options out there. But to go into the subsidized rates and the general, you know, health insurance, those are your times that you've got. The thing for Medicare, we have from now until December 7th is your open for Medicare.
Okay.
So that's not a very big window.
No, it's not.
It's only been going on for a little bit, but until December 7th. So you need to jump on that. And again, if you are going through senior centers and stuff like that, they do book up pretty quickly. Give us a call. You know, we'll see as many people as we can in a day. You know, we'll book it up. And if you have to do it on a weekend or on an evening, we'll see what we can do. You know, we know that this is peak time right now, and we've got extra staff just to help with this.
What's your number, Renee?
262-742-4029.
And where can people find you online?
I don't know. It's Henry.
Like somewhere.
Under HenrikswilgingInsurance.com.
If they just Google you,
yeah,
they'll
find
you, right?
Yeah, usually, yeah. It's Henrik's
Google
Wilging
Renee, and she'll come up.
It's just such a long name that, you know, when people try and type it in, I'm always afraid they're going to misspell it, you know, because it is the full name, HenrikswilgingInsurance.com. So
that was a lot of information. My brain
is fried.
And these totally
aren't, yeah,
fried.
These aren't fun things at all.
No, but they're very informative, and people need to know about it. So thank you for coming in.
Yeah. Sorry, Nancy. You're probably watching, going, "Oh my gosh."
We'll be
Maybe.
Back.
Maybe.
Me and you will. We'll come back and we'll talk about some stuff.
Stuff.
Sure.
Guy stuff.
Well, we'll be good at.
Well, we got the mic,
stuff.
So I guess we can kind of talk about what we want.
And I got the headphones on. I don't like the headphones.
Everybody's complaining about the headphones.
I haven't said a word.
They're hot.
Goodness gracious. Well, that's your vest.
Is your ear sweating?
I'm sweating.
Turn your vest off. You'll be fine.
Yeah, probably from Jackson. He sweated all over.
He did.
That,
he said they were sweaty.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a few minutes. It's Lake 96.1.
The following episode of Life Matters was previously broadcast on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Okay. I love this stuff. You know I love this stuff. First of all, welcome to Dumpster and Whiskey.
Right. Everyone's going, huh?
Right. Otherwise known as Bill and Joe. They are from the CVMA. Tell us a little bit about CVMA, what it stands for, what the group does.
All right. Well, good morning. We're part of the Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association, specifically Chapter 45-1, based out of South Milwaukee. Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association, or CVMA, is a veterans organization that our main motto, or what we like to do, is veterans helping veterans. We are a bunch of motorcycle enthusiasts. Some of the requirements in which to be a member is that we have to have a motorcycle over 500cc.
Ooh.
And there also is...
I wouldn't qualify.
You can't join.
I don't qualify.
Sorry.
Yeah, your moped doesn't work.
It doesn't.
It's not a moped. It's a little bit bigger.
It's slightly bigger. No, my husband was all happy with himself because he's a motorcycle guy, but he collects old Kawasaki H2 750s from... you know, back in the 70s. And between him and his brothers, they have like 18 of them, all different colors, the different years. There was only like 3 years, I think, that they put them out. And he never has one that we can ride. You know, they're all in the process of some kind of rehab situation or something. We never can ride them. Two of them are in pieces in bins in a storage unit because he took them apart and he was going to clean them all up and everything. So he was all proud of himself because he was going to this motorcycle rally and his brothers were razzing him about having a bike there. And they said, you're not going to get one of your bikes running. You never do. You never do. So he went out and he bought this little 250 street / dirt bike and he's all proud of it. And so and then he's like, look, we can go on these motorcycle rides now. And I'm like, dude, embarrassing. No. So now you know what we use it for. We use it to go around the corner to get ice cream. Hey. That's the extent of my motorcycle riding at this point.
There's and nothing wrong with that. But
there isn't.
Be on two of them four wheels. So.
That's right.
So as you know, as I was saying, to be a member of CVMA, one, you have to have documented combat service. And there's a long list of different theaters
sure.
in which qualify.
Yeah.
Ride a motorcycle of over 500cc's. And really the desire to serve the community and the most importantly, the veterans community. We also do have support membership, which is for people that have served in the military but haven't had that documented combat service. But, you know, combat veterans are slowly disappearing.
Yes.
You know, we're not as into many combat situations
anymore,
that we have been. So our membership, well, they've noticed our full membership is starting to dwindle, so that's why the support membership's there. It's a percentage. We can have 10% support membership to our full membership at this point. So, and then there's also the auxiliary membership, and that's for spouses of full or support members. They have their level of membership as well.
So what are the kinds of things that your organization does? Who do you support? What kind of, you know, what kind of outreach do you do?
So as I was saying earlier, our motto is Vets Helping Vets. We like to look at different causes and things that we can assist veterans organizations around the area. And what we like to look at least with our chapter, is looking at the smaller local veterans organizations, one that really doesn't have a federal backing, because we do different fundraisers, and we've raised up to $25,000 at some of our fundraisers. And we just did one for military service dogs in Oshkosh. And we, Journey Together. Thank you. I couldn't remember the name. Journey Together. So there you go. There's your plug.
There you go.
And we donated $7,000 to them, which gave them a substantial portion of their operating budget. You know, we could have done things with different federal veterans organizations, but $7,000 to a large organization is pennies on the dollar mm-hmm. versus where we look for smaller organizations. Or we just recently had a family member of one of our members hospitalized.
Mm-hmm.
They got into a very severe car accident. 15-year-old child was hospitalized.
Whoa.
And so we also raised about $6,000 to $7,000 for the family to help with medical bills. We also did a GoFundMe for them that raised about another $20,000.
Nice.
And that helped with their, they had to do a little bit of remodeling the house, help with medical bills, food expenses. Mm-hmm. Ronald McDonald House was full.
Right.
And they were going from Random Lake to Marshfield, so it helped with gas and living expenses. And
people don't realize all that stuff when you have some kind of catastrophe happen in your life.
Right.
That you have to be able to count on organizations like this to help you get through
it. Goes way beyond medical bills.
Right.
Like you said, gas.
Right.
Taking care of the house.
Right.
They, you know.
One person, or I mean, rarely do you find one income households anymore. And so right. One or the other can't work because, especially when it's a child like that, somebody's got
to
stay.
Need to be there.
Right. You know, I mean, look at Wayne and Angela.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is Angela even back at work yet? That's been
I
a
doubt
year.
It.
Yeah, you don't realize the expenses. And like you said, fuel, getting back and forth. Even if they were staying in the Ronald McDonald House, they still have to go back and forth. They still have to other things that they have to do. And so organizations like yours that really are the ones that, you know, kind of quietly in the background are making sure that the families are supported.
Well, I've been fortunate enough to go on a couple rides with these guys.
Yeah.
They ain't nothing quiet about them.
Oh.
No, it's like, for me, it's like being back in the military. It's, you're in a brotherhood. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. A lot
I
of fun.
All of you guys are like that. Like this, these groups, there's no bond. I've never seen a bond in the camaraderie like I have, you know, and again, it's traveling with
right.
you and seeing some of these things and just
and you never
all
will.
Of the good, right? Just all of the positive things and the good you guys do. So you have an event coming up. Let's talk a little bit about that. Joe, do you want to talk about that one?
We have our annual poker chip run coming up August 20th. It's our 8th annual. We'll have 5 stops on the run, and we're doing it a little different this year to where you can either ride in a big group with us, or you can ride in smaller groups amongst yourselves and just make sure you hit
right.
all the stops. So
right.
you get everything recorded for it. You get a stamp from each stop
right.
to show that you were there, and
okay.
it's specific to each stop.
Okay.
And at the end of it, I believe somebody will be drawing.
At the end of it, what we'll do is each stamp you get, you'll receive 3 poker chips.
Ah.
And based on what color those poker chips are, they're going to be worth a certain point.
Okay.
And we're not going to release the what color is worth what point until the first chip is pulled. So
nice.
That nobody's like, oh, I've got to pull all yellow. I got to
right.
get all blue.
Right.
So, you know, at the end, we've got a cash prize set aside. So whoever attains the most points will win that cash prize.
Awesome.
The nice thing is it takes a lot of the thinking out of it because that's really hard to do at the end of the ride.
I can't imagine from all the sunlight.
Well, yeah,
you get
fresh,
all
air.
The fresh,
fresh air.
Fresh
air wears you out.
Right.
We'll be starting at Tracker's Pub and Grub in South Milwaukee.
Okay.
It's 14th and Rawson. And from there, we will take a route to the Stumble Inn in
Unigrove.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we'll stop at the Bunker in the in Waterford. We'll go to Eagle to Knuckleheads. From Knuckleheads, we'll go to Big Bend to Pop Stash. And we'll end back at Tracker's at the start
wow,
point.
Wow, that's going to be awesome.
It's a big
are
ride.
You going on this one?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
I think it's roughly about 115 miles.
No kidding. Wow, that's going to be beautiful.
Well, it's going to be good riding in between stops, too.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes it's too close.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get any time to recover.
Right.
And other times it's just so far away that it's not mm-hmm. as much fun. So
no,
this
that sounds like a great
sounds
route.
Sounds like a good route. I know the areas they're going to, so yeah, it should be a blast.
Yeah.
Beautiful scenery.
Yeah.
How everybody should go.
Can you pre-register for this, or how do people register for it? Just show up that day?
Yeah, they can show up that day. It's all on-site registration. It's $25 for a rider, or scratch that, I'm sorry. I believe it's $15 for a rider, for a driver, and $10 for a passenger. And that'll get you your chip card.
Awesome.
And are you doing raffles and stuff at each stop?
Like not 50, at each 50? Stop, all the raffles will be at the end.
At the
okay,
end.
So there's no 50-50s en route, just enjoy your ride.
Come back.
And then we hit it at the end.
Right.
Correct.
I like it, less thinking.
Yeah.
Less thinking. It's about 25 to 30 minutes in between stops, depending on
yeah.
how
yeah.
it goes.
That'd be perfect. Are you going?
No. Wait, what's the date again?
20th.
Next August Saturday. 20th.
Finishing
oh,
Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't go.
I'll have to represent again.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Venetian Fest next. But, yeah, no, I'm sort of committed for the last I don't know, 15 years or something.
Well, I know what bike I'm taking.
To Venetian Fest. Right, now you'll take
that,
the chopper.
I don't know how well you'd keep up in your 250.
Yeah, no, I ride with Tom. I don't try. Yeah, no. No. I like to have the backrest. Yeah. I don't. On the 250, I have to halfway sit on the little cart, the little rack thing on the back. And
Nancy's riding. We take the Ultra Classic, and she's in the, you know, gathering sun position, sure, most of the
well
time.
Yeah, and the so I basically, it's like sitting in my living room, except I'm outside and I'm moving forward. So yeah, I prefer.
Yeah. Can't take the chopper because she'd be on the fender most of the time.
That's right. Well, give us a little recap. August 20th, we start at
10 a.m.
Okay.
At the registration starts at 9, I believe.
Oh, okay.
No, registration's at 10. 10 to 11. Kickstand's up at 11.
Okay. Perfect. And the bar that we start at?
Tracker's Pub and Grub in South Milwaukee.
All right. Does this one specifically benefit anything in particular or just in general CVMA?
Yeah, no, this our beneficiary for this is the Center for Veterans Issues. They are a VA-type organization that's just starting up in the Wisconsin area. They do have locations in other states, but they are a resource for homeless vets, for veterans in need of mental health support. Pretty much anything, if they can't get support from the VA, CVI will help them out.
You know, something else we're going to talk about at the end of the show is the 87,000 IRS agents that they hired. Instead of 87,000 people to help veterans or 87,000 school resource officers or, you know, things like that. But I'll get back to that later.
Yeah.
But thank God that we have organizations like yours and all the others that are helping. You know, no veteran should be homeless.
No, never.
Like, those two words should never be used in the same sentence. No. It's insane that this country allows that to happen. And thank God you guys are around to help out with that. And, again, so many other organizations, because that is not the American
not
way.
Not just homeless, but they should never be without some kind of mental health support.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that's one of our biggest things that we're working with right now is different mental health organizations. Some of the things we hear, especially from new members, is, you know, when they leave the service, they lose that brotherhood, and they're looking for something to fill that void.
Right.
And that is something that we offer our members, is we offer them that, you know, brotherhood that they've lost when they left the service, whether they spent 4 years in or they put a career out of it. You know, we provide that brotherhood. Our new members learn that on day one. When we patch in a new member, the first thing we do after they get their patches, we stand up as a family and we all greet them with a handshake and a hug and tell them welcome to the family. So that's huge in our world, is helping that mental health support.
That is awesome.
Yeah,
it's heartbreaking that others go without that. Like, everybody should join the Combat Veteran.
Well, yeah, and that's a good thing to put out there to all the vets that are listening.
Yeah.
You know, whether you have combat experience or not,
right,
you should really look into joining. And if somebody wants to join, where do they got to go? Who do they talk to?
So if you want to join, we do have a membership icon on our national website, www.combatvet.us. Or you can, you know, search us, each one of our local chapters as well as national chapters has a public Facebook page. So feel free to search for us on there. That's how you can get a hold of us. Remember the new hotline that's out there now for veterans, suicide assistance. No longer do you have to search for a 1-800 number. Dial 988 on your phone, and that will automatically hook you up to a veteran service for mental health.
Yes, that is. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for reminding people of that. That is a far too often occurrence as well.
Absolutely.
And those who have fought for our freedoms need to be completely supported for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
And
if you're missing that support, I'm here to tell you, I haven't become a member, but the couple times I've gone with Joe on rides, you feel like part of the family.
Right.
Who's Joe?
Joe
Whiskey.
Oh, whiskey.
Dumpster's causing trouble already.
He is. I fully expected it a lot sooner, so that's okay. That's okay. By the way, Joe is a member of our distinguished Lake Geneva Police Department.
Correct.
He does work with Mr. Dan Derrick, Mr. Lake Geneva, and so our apologies. No. Nah, he's a great guy.
Did you just get him in trouble?
All of us. No.
No.
I don't get any of them in trouble.
We do that well enough on our own.
Yeah. Get ourselves in trouble.
Definitely don't need any.
So thank you, Joe, for your service today. Thank you, Bill, for everything that you've done today, yesterday, and as you move forward, because you guys clearly are dedicated to making sure that our veterans are taken care of. And we, again, appreciate and need that so badly in this country. And I know it's comforting to know that lots of people are stepping up for veterans here in southeastern Wisconsin. So thank you guys again. Where can we find information on the ride if people need details? Is there a Facebook page or anything? Or
yeah, our Facebook page has all the information. We've got an event created for this Saturday. So, you know, Facebook search Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association 45-1.
45-1. Remember that. Find it on Facebook. Sign up. Go ride. Have a great time. Sounds like a great route. And it's going to be a beautiful day for it. So thank you guys both. Well,
and if you don't ride, just show up at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Get
That's
involved
always fun,
in the,
too. Yeah.
The fun.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a blast.
Yeah, at the end, we do have a party. There's going to be a build-your-own burger bar, beer specials, and a whole bunch of bucket raffles. Up to and including, we're raffling away a wheelbarrow full of booze bottles. So whether or not they'll still be full, that'll be... No, the wheelbarrow's not included. Just get the booze bottles.
They keep reusing the wheelbarrow. That's smart. Guys, thank you so much for joining us today. Go to Facebook and find Combat Veterans Motorcycle Association 45-1. Right?
Correct.
And get the details on the event. Show up at the end, whatever. Just support this group. They do amazing work. And we thank you guys so much for being here.
And I want to add one thing to everybody out there. When you're driving and you see that long line of bikes coming up, they're doing something for somebody. So give them a little bit of room. Don't try and get into the line. You're going to get somebody killed. Give them some space. Let them enjoy the ride and let them raise money to help somebody.
Every single time you see a huge, long line of motorcycles, whether they have a police escort like sometimes they do or not, they are raising money for charity.
Correct.
Do not get upset. Just know that they are doing something nice for our neighbors.
Yeah, take a breath. They'll be out of your way soon enough.
Right. And it's cool. Watch the jillions of dollars of equipment go by, man. That's a lot of metal.
Well, we have people coming out of houses all the time.
Yeah.
Videotaping, taking pictures, waving. It's a good time, and it's an amazing response you get from the public.
Right. We really do.
Nothing's more cool than when you're riding down the road and you have a bunch of kids waving hi at you.
Anyway, so find the information. Go sign up. And once again, thank you guys for joining us. Coming up next, we're going to talk to... some JCs. I don't know how many are out there. You know, they travel in packs. We're going to talk about Venetian Fest coming up next right here on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Welcome back to Life Matters on Lake 96.1. I have no idea what I'm laughing at. I feel you're waking up. I do this every day, but I've never been on this side of Life Matters.
Oh, okay.
So it's weird.
It is. Well,
you know what I mean? It's very weird. Nancy's not here.
What it's about.
Exactly. I don't care. I'm just going to roll with it. It's what you guys do every Sunday,
Well,
right?
Yeah. I think it was a really good show until she brought me in, and that's when it got weird.
Yeah, I texted Nancy. I asked her how she's feeling, and she said she's just a little sore, but I think she'll be back next week, which is good for your Sunday ratings, because me at the helm of this thing, it's not gonna
I'm having fun. I think we're doing fine. Yeah.
We said we were going to talk about guy stuff. What are we going to talk about?
Well, hunting season's coming up. It's still nice out. We could ride.
I'm not that guy.
Oh, okay.
You know, here's the thing. I'm not sure you and I could, like, hang out.
Why is that?
I think you're cool. You're a cool guy.
Thanks.
But, like, I don't hunt. I don't ride motorcycles.
It's good you don't ride motorcycles because I got to go to that class. I was very happy that you don't ride.
What
the Harley class. That beginner class at Harley-Davidson
put on?
That was a blast.
Yeah, I don't get on motorcycles, and I don't hunt. Just like I don't camp. Do you camp?
I'm kind of outdoorsy,
yeah. Yeah, I'm not like an outdoors guy.
Okay.
I'm like an indoors guy.
Like an indoors guy.
Yes. I'm like the opposite of the outdoors kind of guy.
I don't go out for fish.
Okay, this is the extent of my camo. I forget I was wearing a camo hat. I wore this for you today.
That's urban camo.
Yeah, that's really TJ Maxx, $10 right there. It's like that's the extent of my camo wearing, you know.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's time of year's coming up for me, so it's exciting. We're going up north. In fact, I was up north just last week starting to get stuff ready.
When you say up north, where is up north?
Adams County area.
Okay.
Only a couple hours up.
Okay.
North kind of starts north of Portage.
All right.
So when you hit Portage and you go north of that, you're getting up north.
I'm the worst direction person in the world.
It's like halfway up.
I get lost in Lake Geneva.
Well, it's not in Lake Geneva. It's further north.
I'm just saying. I'm just telling you, I get lost in Lake Geneva.
Okay.
Because I never know where I'm going, ever.
All right.
I'm a grown man.
Are you happy when you get there?
Sure.
Then you're going the right way.
Yeah. But it's always like I need to, my fiance says, trust your instincts. Actually, she says, do the opposite. So if you think you're supposed to go right, she says, go left.
So if you think you're right, you're wrong.
Man, I'm telling you.
But when you think you're wrong, you're probably right.
Terrible.
Yeah, that's all right. Makes it fun.
Awful.
It's got to be exciting because you never know where you're going.
Yeah. Okay.
That's me on a motorcycle. I just go.
Okay, so you have a Harley?
Yes.
Okay. There's all different kinds of Harleys. What kind of Harley do you have?
We've got an Ultra Classic. That's our long-distance rider, and I have a custom chopper built by Rock County Cycles.
You have two?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Renee's still here. Do you have a motor? Are you a rider?
No, but I just know that that's really common to have two.
Okay.
Yeah, and his cabin's up by ours. So
Yeah,
we're both in Adams County. So
you're an outdoors person. Well, yeah, she's got a heated vest.
Yeah.
I'm outdoors unless it's cold and rainy.
Right.
We brought that up. Cold and rainy.
Yeah, she's a window outdoor person when it's cold and rainy. So she stands inside and looks out the window.
Tell me, you know, okay, I'm gonna ask you this question. Tell me what's the main attraction to camping? What?
The stars, smell, the...
I don't get it.
It's sleeping in is amazing.
Oh, yeah. The relaxation.
The best sleep you've ever had is camping.
Outside?
Constant fresh air.
Sleep outside.
You ever go outside and play like football for
I'm
the day?
I'm thinking of like a tent outside.
Yeah, your tent's outside, but you have like an air mattress or something, but you wake up and it's
well, as you get older.
Yeah, we don't.
Because when I was younger, we just slept on the ground. That was not a problem at all, but... As I got older and, you know...
Things hurt.
Mother Nature started kicking my butt. Then you go to the air mattress or the camper or something like that. But it's still... You're still outside. You're still enjoying the fresh air. You're cooking over a fire.
And it's the stars.
Fun.
And food tastes better over the fire.
Yeah.
I mean,
beer seems to last less.
It's colder.
So you need more of it?
Doesn't it seem like it's colder when you're camping? Yeah.
Because it's on ice the whole time.
The extent of my outdoor activities... We have kayaks and we ride bikes.
Kayaking's great. Perfect.
Well,
Adams County is perfect for that.
And we said we were going to ride. We were going to take the kayaks out all summer. We didn't even put them in the water.
Yeah.
Like the summer went by so fast.
It did.
It was hot.
And
our poor kayaks. And we had a really hot summer too. Like the kayaks weren't as fun to be on because there was a lot of wind and it was hot.
Right. We've been talking about getting
them on a windy day.
It's horrible.
But okay, so you spend the day out on the kayak, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not killing yourself, but just enjoying, relaxed, everything. Yeah. You go home at the end of the day. Are you tired? Kind of exhausted?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's camping.
That's
it's
camping.
That fresh air. Yeah. It just kind of.
You're asleep
takes
by 8 o'clock.
Out of you. Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you. Well, sometimes you're not. Well, yeah.
I just
you
can't
get a good euchre game going. I mean, you can be up till 2 o'clock in the morning.
I don't even know what that is.
But you sleep well. Euchre's a card game.
Oh, okay.
You don't know
I know it's a card game. I just don't know how to play it.
Kind of like Sheepshead, but not.
Not even know
right?
what that is.
I mean, don't you think?
You keep naming games.
It's got like Trump. And have you ever heard those words?
You ever play War?
Yes.
It's nothing like that.
Yeah, no. Blackjack? Nothing like that. No, yeah.
All right.
And people are cutthroat.
I wouldn't be a good camper.
Well, you don't know until you try it. You might be really good at it.
I know.
Sitting by a campfire at night and just talking and looking at the fire, you know, I mean, it's just amazing.
I went camping in like fourth grade and I was like, this sucks.
Way better as an adult.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, you guys need to come out to the house sometime. Maybe we can get the station out there.
Where is the house?
We're north of Elkhorn, out by the Apple Barn, kind of in the middle of nowhere. We've stolen the cul-de-sac from the town of Sugar Creek. So I finished the cul-de-sac up. It's all nice and smooth, grassed. Got a fire pit there.
Nice.
We can get a fire started next summer.
Oh
yeah,
gosh.
We'll have some adult beverages, and we'll sit down and relax and give you a little taste of camping.
We're going to hang out after all, Renee.
Hang out over at Tom's house. That would be awesome. Yeah.
You guys should come too.
We met over at Ribfest. Remember, we were camping.
We did.
We weren't camping, but we were meeting our camping friends.
Yes.
So all of a sudden we saw each other, and it's like, hey, I know you.
That's right. We weren't camping, but we were drinking, which is almost as good.
In the campground.
That's right.
See?
So maybe we were camping.
So we were kind of camping.
I'm going to wrap up the show.
All right.
Now that we're camping.
I am out of guy things to talk about.
You would love it, though. Just like I said.
Just
like
open Pandora's box,
Adams
and now
County
we're shutting
it.
I know.
2 hours away. So it's not like you're sitting in the car forever.
Well, you know, and either you love the outdoors or you don't.
Right. Yeah.
Me, I do. I don't mind
the
birds and the bugs and the stuff like that. Yeah.
Rent a cabin.
Maybe.
Close to a river, throw the kayaks out there.
Okay.
Have a good time.
I'll let you know. I'll let you know how that goes.
All right. Sounds good.
Plus, you know, I've also seen Deliverance, and I like that movie, but you know what? I don't need that happening to me.
No.
You know what I mean?
Just make sure you go with the locals. So, you know, take a local with you. Don't go in there as a stranger, and then you bring a local with you.
Or use the guideline, if you can't find the river, don't keep looking for it.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that one, too.
All right. Well, thanks, you guys. Tom G.
Thank you.
You'll be back next Sunday with your BFF, Nancy Douglas, Renee.
I don't know when I'll be back.
Well, you'll
as soon
be back.
As we can get you back.
When Nancy says, Renee, you want to come in?
When you get the invite.
All right, you guys, have a great rest of your
weekend.
You
too, thanks a lot.
And we'll talk to you next Sunday on Life Matters right here on Lake 96.1.